episode 759, Love Differently.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I pray you are having a fabulous week. It is Tuesday and it is Inspiration Day. Yes, it is. So I hope if you're in the trenches today, you're going to climb out of this. I promise you, you are going to love differently. We're going to have a fun chat with that. And for those of you who are brand new, just ended up on our doorstep, welcome. I am so excited that you're here. It's no accident, though, that you're here. You do realize that, right? I've been praying for you. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Well, the simple in every day is love. We all want and desire the love, right? But I got a question for you. Do you ever have those crabby days? Those days where you wake up and you're a little off. And it's not because of anyone or anything. In fact, you haven't even gone to the bathroom yet. You haven't brushed your teeth. Your feet have barely hit the floor. But for some reason, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm just not feeling it today. I don't know. And you're like, well, how did I get this way? I'm sure you've given it a lot of thought, right? We sit around and we have plenty of minutes in our day to sit there and go, why do I feel crabby? Why is it that I feel different? Well, it's time that you love differently. And I'm sure you're scratching your head, Christiane, I don't know where you're going with this. What do you mean love differently? Well, think about it. Love is a verb and it requires us to take action. We might think it's that pitter-patter when we find the love of our life and how our heart skips that beat. But the thing is, we are so much better at being critical of ourselves than listening to that little heartbeat that skips and jumps. Instead, we would rather just kind of flutter and frolic in the negative. Our thoughts quickly lead us to the crabby apples, the negativity of life. You know, I could use a four-letter word for that negativity, but I don't like to say it much, especially when my kids were younger. It's called C-R-A-P. I know it's a horrible four-letter word, isn't it? So I go with crabby apples instead. Nobody wants a crabby apple, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. So if you want to be happy, you need to have a happy apple. If you want to, you know, be loved, you know, eat the love apple, but you don't want to be crabby. So we got to leave those crabby apples behind. Now, if only it was that simple, right? Where we could just grab a piece of fruit and life would change. But no, love is a verb and it requires us as an individual, you and I, to take action. Because what's happening is we are really not caring for ourselves. We don't give much thought. We already proved that, right? We get up. And not because of anyone or anything, we're just not in it today. Nope, it's not going to be a good day. It's Monday, so it's not going to be a good day. What if it was a Tuesday on a Monday and they changed the name? Would that make the day different? Probably not, because we'd be saying, oh, it's Tuesday. Tuesdays are a bad day. I mean, seriously, think about it. But our logical brains, the way we like patterns, how we formulate habits, we look forward to Friday because Friday says what? Freedom. We get 2 days of freedom. Monday means, oh my gosh, we dread the next 4.5 days in front of us. It's all because of patterns, all because of habits. But today, I'm pleading with you, love differently. No more excuses that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because there's something deeper when you say that. When you say, oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you're giving power to something that you really don't want to give power to. But we do it. And we may not do it all the time, but we've got to be able to pull ourselves out of those trenches. We don't always have that cheerleader standing right there by us going, whoop, whoop, you could do this. Get out of bed. We can't just turn on the radio and all of a sudden there's, you know, rainbows and butterflies and unicorns everywhere. Because life happens. And that means you have got to love differently. It starts with you. It's you. Maybe you need to get your blood pumping so you feel alive. So start jumping around. love differently. Maybe you need to smile at yourself in the mirror and see the beauty that God sees. Love differently. Maybe you need to nourish your body with real goodness instead of covering up life with sugar. Love differently. Maybe you need to dress your best, inviting success for the day, and ditch the yoga pants. I know we like our yoga pants, but sometimes, yeah, they need to go to the trenches. Love differently. Maybe you need to speak words of encouragement to keep your eyes sparkling bright. Love differently. Maybe you need to give hugs because you can lift other spirits. Love differently. Maybe you need to serve people who need you more than even you need yourself. Love differently. Loving differently starts with you. It's acknowledging the beauty and greatness within, right where you are, flaws and all. There's no more excuses. No more I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because by golly, do you know who you are? You are absolutely incredible. You have so many talents to give. But you've got to love differently. You know, in the Bible, it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So think about that. Are you loving yourself like you're loving your neighbor? Maybe that's a question you need to ask yourself. Love differently. Because if you're loving yourself like you love your neighbor, it's probably going to be a good thing, right? But if you if you love your neighbor like you love yourself, I think your neighbor may be a little mad. I'm not kidding. Think about it. But that's what we do to ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We throw ourselves in the ditch before we even give ourselves a chance. Let those feet hit the floor. Let the blood start moving through your body. Let God begin to speak love over you, encouraging you, giving you opportunities. Look for them. I promise you, he's planting seeds of greatness every single day just for you. That should give you enough energy and empower you to get up and go, yes, this day I love differently. You got to love yourself. It starts with you. Love differently. Your quirks make you special. Your smile brightens the world. You, my friend, matter. So love differently. Put away those crabby apples. Today is your day to make the world a better place and go out and impact. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.